这样对哈。
Hello，
那个我急于交通是因为我想分享今天早晨主所给我的崭新的恩典。
I'm eager to share because I do want to share with you the grace that the Lord has given me this morning. That's a new grace.
是关于擘饼聚会的。
It's about the table.The meeting before the table.
我自己在这个教会里已经六年多了。
I've been in this church for over six years.
我在基要真理组呢也待了不到六年，但是五年多了。
I've been in the Basic Truth Bible Study on Friday nights over five years.
擘饼聚会是我们的一个专题，所以我也学过无数次了。
And the table meeting has been one of our topics, so we've been discussing it for many times.
那另外呢，我也挺那个讲道的弟兄们各方面的都讲到擘饼聚会的重要。
The brothers who share also often share about how important it is to have the table before the meeting before the table.
但是这些呢，对我都好像只是一个理论。
But very often it has been the theory to me.
我努力地把它看得重要。
I try my best to try to emphasize it in my heart.
但是只有今天早晨我才体会了它的实际。
But only this morning I had experienced its reality.
我呢是最近呢刚好跟一位弟兄有一点难处。
And recently I had some difficulty with a brother.
那我自己呢也很受试炼。
And I've been tried. With...
我甚至想说是我是不是该离开这个教会。
I even thought, oh, maybe is it time for me to leave this church?
但是呢今天早晨呢就回答了我的问题。
This morning the Lord answers my question.
我就想到我就看见了这个擘饼的意义。
And I saw the meaning of the table.
站在主的面前
And I stood before the Lord.
我到哪里能够找到这样的一个擘饼聚会呢
I said where else can I go outside of your table
所以我就想这个时候我才知道了是怎么是原来这个擘饼聚会竟然是这样重大的意义
and suddenly I realized how important it is to have this meeting before the table
这也是对弟兄姊妹的鼓励。
And it's also encouragement for brothers and sisters.
不要小看了你自己。
Do not look down on yourself.
你的生命是主所赎回来的。
This life you have is redeemed by the Lord.
在主的饼和桌子的面前的时候。
Before God's table and His bread and His cup.
你是自己站在主的面前。
You yourself stands before the Lord.
应当把一切的感恩赞美献给他。
You ought to give all thanksgiving and praises to him.
因为这是他的宝血为你所付的。
Because it's paid for by his precious blood.
哪怕是婴儿的一声哭，都是一个生命的见证。
Even a crying from an infant is a testimony for life.
不在乎你讲的好不好。
It doesn't matter how well you speak.
而在乎说你在主的面前是一个活的人
But it's about that you are a living person before the Lord
所以这就是我今天早上所得到的我感谢主
So that's what I received this morning I want to give thanks to him
我讲的跟那个擘饼聚会也有关系所以圣灵感动我就先抢一下
Sorry, I was eager because what I want to share also is in regard to the table meeting.
我是在上学的时候，就做学生的时候，在美国做学生的时候信主的，到现在差不多有十一年。
I believe the Lord when I was still a student here in the States. It's about 11 years ago.
最一开始的时候呢，我是最喜欢擘饼聚会的。
In the beginning, I really enjoyed the table meeting.
因为那个时候好像因为对神的那个起初的爱特别的强
Because I felt there was a very strong first love towards the Lord
然后呢那时候很多次呢就主也感动我就是在擘饼聚会的时候可是当时就觉得我刚信主祷告的不太好所以就没有讲出来
And very often the Lord will move me during the table meeting But I felt I just believed in the Lord and I didn't really know how to pray so I did not pray out loud
所以后来呢就慢慢的那个感动就好像少了。
And later on the moving from the Lord became more scarce.
然后我就也越来越就比较倾向于去听，然后慢慢的好像就比较冷漠了。
And my heart became colder and colder and I only listened to others.
然后后来呢因为有了孩子，孩子一吵呢，哎，就好像就更好有个借口，哎，可以哄哄孩子，就更不用去想去祷告了。
And after I had children, the children would cry, and that's even a better excuse for me to not participate.
然后今年的年初的时候呢，就有一个弟兄讲到。
On the beginning of this year, a brother shared.
他就讲到就是说，我们如果尊重我们的主，那我们。至少应我们就应该来准时的来擘饼聚会。
And he was saying, if we honor our Lord, then we need to come before His table on time.
然后他就讲到，就是说，我们其实应该早点来，比如说在九点一刻的时候，这样我们可以有时间在主的面前预备。
And we should even come earlier, around 9:15, so that we can have time to prepare before the Lord.
在这之前呢，我们那个也是因为孩子吧，也是因为自己，就是常常会迟到。
Because of our children and also because of ourselves, we come late.
但这个就是弟兄讲到就非常的打动我，然后也打动我的弟兄。
But our brother's message really touched me and my husband.
So, 所以呢，我们就说，那我们以后就九点一刻来到这个聚会。
So we said we'll try to come here at 9:15 from now on.
那时候起呢，那个。有的时候呢就是圣灵又开始来摸我。
And from then on the Holy Spirit starts moving me again.
但是呢就因为习惯了不开口，差不多十年不开口，所以好像也就觉得就不开口好了。
But because I've already formed the habit not to speak, not to pray out loud for about 10 years, so I felt, oh, let's just keep it that way.
然后差不多那个三个月前呢，就有一个弟兄呢就他就点了一首歌。
About 3 months ago, a brother picked a song.
就是蓝本的173首，就是 How Deep the Father's Love Is.
And he picked a hymn from Blue Book 173, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
就是父爱何等的深厚。那这个歌就一点出来，旋律一响起来，就是主的圣灵就特别的摸到我，我当时就一直在流泪。
And as soon as the melody began, the Holy Spirit.Especially touched me, and I just kept crying and weeping.
我知道是主的爱摸到我，所以我就想祷告。
I knew it was God's love that touched me, and I wanted to pray.
但是呢，几次想张口呢，又缩回去了。
And a few times I wanted to open my mouth, but then I chickened out.
最后，我当终于决定要开口的时候，别人点了一首别的歌，给岔了。
And just when I was about to pray, finally.Another person picked a hymn, another hymn, and I missed the opportunity.
然后就失去了这个机会。
And I lost this opportunity.
然后呢，后来就是就我有参加一个服事聚会，对。
And we went to a service meeting.
然后弟兄正好也在鼓励我们大家呢，就要尽量在擘饼聚会的时候把我们的赞美和敬拜归给主。
And our brother really encouraged all of us to give our thanksgiving and praises to the Lord before his table.
主也特别感动一个弟兄呢，让他差不多有三次来跟我和我的弟兄来讲，你们应该来祷告。
And the Lord especially moved the brother to share with me and my husband to tell us that we really ought to pray before the Lord.
所以后来我就因为那是星期六晚上，后来星期日早上我就在主面前。就因为来的比较早来想的时间，我就说主，如果你感动我，就让我能够提早的开口。
And that was Saturday, and Sunday morning we came early, and I was meditating and praying before the Lord, saying if you move me, then let me speak quickly, let me respond to you quickly.
所以这样呢，就是在孩子没有打扰之前我就可以祷告。
Before our children will distract us, we can start praying.
所以后来呢，就是很巧的，就是刚一开始的时候，同样的一个弟兄点了同样的一首诗。
And that the same brother on that morning picked the same hymn.
就是那个诗篇，就是173首 How deep the Father's love is.
How deep the Father's love for us.
所以我一听到这首歌，我就又被圣灵来感动。我知道这是我应该祷告的时候。
And as soon as I heard the melody, I was touched again by the Spirit. I knew that's time for me to pray.
所以我就终于祷告了。
So finally, I opened my mouth.
然后圣灵就特别的在那天早上摸到我。
And the Holy Spirit especially touched me and moved me that morning.
然后我就觉得好像那个心灵真的是就特别的被激励。
And my heart was greatly encouraged.
然后从那时候开始呢，就每个星期，就每个那个主日早上，主就都会有主的灵会摸到我，让我就开口来祷告。
And from that week on, every Sunday morning, the Lord's Spirit will teach me and touch me that I could pray.
所以这个就成为了我一个星期以来就是。最能够跟主亲近，最能够被主来摸着的时间。
And it became the most intimate time that I have before the Lord, that He could touch me, and I could respond.
所以我就感谢主，因为夸口的当指着主夸口。
So I really want to thank the Lord, as we boast only in the Lord.
刚才那个姊妹提到说她差不多近十年就在这个博饼聚会没有开口。那我想到说我想到要交通的时候，我想我上一次在这交通是什么时候呢？是12年前，我在这和大家一起交通。
As our sister was saying that it's been 10 years since she participated and prayed before the table meeting.And I was thinking and meditating to myself. I thought the last time I shared was about 12 years ago.
Yeah. 一下子，我一方面感到很愧疚，就在这里聚会那么久都没有分享，都哑口无言。
On one hand, I felt guilty that I've been so silent. I've been meeting here for so long, but I've been silent.
但另外一方面，我真的很感谢主，他一直保守我至今，终于能让我能够在会人当中能够传扬他的美德，述说他的作为。
On the other hand, I really thank the Lord that He still kept me so that I can again tell of His goodness in the meeting.
12年前我跟大家交通的，可能有一些弟兄姊妹可能还记得，是我那时候身边有一个小 baby。然后是在车子里头，在汽车里头主跟我说话。
You might remember what I shared 12 years ago, that at that time I had a little baby, and in the car the Lord spoke to me.
那时候是白天上学，晚上带小孩非常的疲惫。
And every day I was very tired as I go to class during the day and at night, I have to take care of the child.
然后不到7个月出了3次车祸。
And in about 7 months, I had 3 accidents.
那时候主在车子里头，后来跟我说，让我看到说我失去了那个爱心，非常的不安。
And in the car, the Lord told me that I have lost my love for Him.
但感谢主，这一次十几年以后，主又赐给我一个新的 baby.
And thank the Lord, after these 12 years, the Lord has given me a new baby.
然后这次我依然非常的忙碌和疲惫。
And even though I'm still very busy and tired.
然后这次特别的经历就是，是在飞机上飞来飞去。
This different experience is that I've been flying on the airplane back and forth.
然后我看了一下，我不要说两年，我就今年我已经差不多每个月都坐有飞机。
That every month I have to take business trips and fly.
然后每一次都带着我的 baby.
And every month I have to bring my child with me.
今天我想跟大家 share 的就是我最近的一次飞行，就是2个星期以前我从中国回来。
This most recent trip, 2 weeks ago I came back from China.
这次我是感到最经历是最恐惧和最疲惫的一次经历。
And it's an experience that I fear the most, and it's also the one time that I was most tired.
这还没有坐飞机以前，我 我的 baby 小孩他现在是两岁多，他已经正牙牙学语会说话了。
My baby is about 2 years old and he's beginning to learn to speak.
所以还没有到飞机场，他就已经开始说他很害怕，飞机飞得很高，所以他很害怕。
Before we even reached the airport, he started saying, "Oh, I'm really scared because the airplane flies very high."
然后到机场里面，拉着他走的时候，他又不断的在问我说：“坏蛋在哪？”
When we got into the airport, he kept asking me, "Where are the terrorists?"
然后看到飞机的时候，他可能又想起我平时教他的，他又说：“鸟鸟有翅膀会飞。”他说：“我们没有翅膀。”
And as he saw the airplane, he remembered what I taught him before, saying, "Oh, birds have wings to fly, but we don't have wings."
Well, 所以他不断重复的在问我一些问题，然后再说表达他的那些恐惧。
And he continued to ask questions and express that he's very scared.
然后我的心里话也不自然的积累起来，就是说以前的和他的话勾起我的，让我也感到非常的恐惧。
So, unknowingly, I became scared also because of what he had said.
所以也跟他一样，就还没上飞机的时候，我的眼睛就不由自主的会看看，说真的是会不会飞机上会有恐怖分子之类的。
So before we got on the airplane, I kept looking around to see if there are any.Terrorists.
然后飞机要起飞，刚还没升到天空，我自己的心就已经先悬在半空中了。
Even before takeoff, my heart's already in midair.
然后这一次我是觉得特别的无助。我一边安慰他，因为他再也不像从前一样要我抱在怀中，他服务乘务员要他坐在他的座位上。
And also my child is old enough to have his own seat. So on one hand, I felt very helpless. I tried to encourage him.
Yeah, 我一方面要去安慰他，我一方面我自己觉得很无助。我自己坐在那座位上，我都觉得我好像就像坐在张椅，真的是坐在椅子上就要往下掉。
And on one hand, I tried to comfort him. On the other hand, I feel very helpless myself, and I felt like I was about to fall down.
然后当飞机遇到气流的时候，上下震荡的时候，我自己都感觉好像就是在那个游戏场坐那个飞轮车，好像就等于是心就直往下沉。
And when the airplane went through turbulence, I felt like I was on a roller coaster, and my heart kept sinking.
总之，在这经历这些之后，终于就说小孩子睡觉，然后我也困得就打盹。
And after all this experience, my child went to sleep, and I became very tired too.
好，就在我迷迷糊糊的时候，我突然间我觉得一下子感觉好像非常的周围非常的安静。
And when I was about to fall asleep, I suddenly felt everything became extremely quiet around me.
那时候我似乎根本感觉不到我是在坐飞机。
And I did not feel that I was on the airplane.
非常的平稳。
Everything was very calm.
我突然在想，好像就是大家都在安然的睡觉或者做自己的事情。
So I thought, oh, maybe everyone is falling asleep or just doing their own thing.
但是我就想到说，只有机长没有在打盹。
But I thought only the pilot is not sleeping.
是他仍然在给我们在开飞机，仍然安全的行驶。
And he's still piloting the airplane to keep us safe.
就在那时候，主让我眼睛看见。
At that moment, the Lord opened my eyes to see.
难道我们的生活其实就是在坐飞机
？That all our life is just like taking an airplane, right?
主正带着我们在空中飞行。
The Lord is piloting the plane and leading us to fly in the air.
我们自己实在是不能做什么。
By ourselves, we can do nothing.
是主在这背后，就像飞机一样，这个设计和导航的，还有地勤人员，所有的这一切，都让我们的旅途能够安全飞行。
He's the one that took care of everything from designing the airplane to piloting to traffic control so that we can have a safe flight.
那时候巨大的平安和喜悦充满着我的心。
At that moment, the greatest joy and peace just filled my heart.
我真的不禁感谢主。
And I continue to thank the Lord.
我说主啊，真是你让我们的生活是这样子的安然无恙。
Because he had kept us safe.
可能会有些气流。
Even though there are turbulences.
会有一些恐惧。
Even though there are fear.
但是实在是你领我们安然飞行。
But it's him that kept us safe.
真的是要谢谢主，我们把每一，真是我们活着的时候，每一天每一时，真的是感谢有这一位总设计师。
Truly we want to thank the Lord that every moment of our life,
是他一切都来 support 我们。
We need to give him our praises becauseHe is the grand designer that supports us in everything.
所以好像就是从那好像我经历了巨大的平安。
So I experienced this tremendous peace.
谢谢。
Thank the Lord.
喂，我也是今天受感动的话想交通。
And today I'm so moved, and I'd like to share.
这个交通的话我想了一个礼拜了。
I've been thinking about this sharing for a week.
所以但愿我今天这个交通能合乎神的心意。
I hope what I share will satisfy God's heart.
感谢主，刚才我们唱了这个那首有关锡安城的歌。
Thank the Lord for the hymn that we just sang about Zion.
所以这个礼拜我老在想这个我想在座的很多年轻的父母应该都知道这个三只小猪的故事。
I think many young parents here know the story about the three piglets.
Yeah, 猪妈妈的话让三只小猪都让他们独立生活，然后去盖各自的房子。
And the mother pig told the three little pigs, as you have already grown up, you can go build your own houses.
所以猪老大一听到这个一接了这个任务，他觉得这个是很容易的事情。
So the eldest one thought it's very easy.
所以他就用这个用草很快就盖了一栋房子。
So he built up a house out of hay.
所以猪老二的话也没有耐心，也用了一个很简易的这个木板盖了房子。
The second one didn't have much more patience either, so he built one out of wood.
所以他们很快就把这件事情完成了。
And he finished that very quickly.
老三的话呢比较有耐心。
The third one, the youngest one, had a lot of patience.
老三的话用这个砖，一块一块的把这个房子慢慢的砌起来了。
And carefully he built the house brick after brick.
这个让我想到呢，这个礼拜我一直在想这个问题，就是我们这个根基的问题。
So I've been thinking about that all week about the question of foundation.
那我联想到我信主的话，从1994年1月31号受洗到今天的话，也差不多。15年多啊。
I remember when I was baptized on January 31st in 1994, and it's been over 15 years.
对，从前的话就是夫妻两人，今天的话有三个孩子。
Before it was just me and my wife, and now we have 3 children.
所以在这个也在跟孩子长大。那今年呢？今年的话呢，我感觉这个自己非常的软弱。
And we're also growing with our children. This year, I feel like I'm very weak.
特别是在这个子女教育方面的话，我觉得我有很多的亏欠。
Especially in educating our children, I felt like I've been falling short.
所以我就想到这个，我就特别有感动，就是说这个我们的根基的问题。
So I have this burden about our foundation.
诗篇里说，神是儿女是神赐给父母的产业。
In the psalm, the Lord teaches us that children is the inheritance that the Lord has given to the parents.
如果我们做父母的话，没有办法按照神的教训来保守这个产业的话，我们是非常亏欠的。
If we cannot keep and teach this inheritance according to God's teaching, then we have.
所以想我们要把这个根基要建立在耶稣基督这个磐石上，才是我们当做的选择。
And I have been thinking that we really need to build the foundation upon.Christ Jesus, the rock, and that's the only choice we have.
世界就像流沙。
The world is like sinking sand.
不攻自破。
And it will just fall and sink by itself.
神的城的话是坚不可摧。
But the city of God is indestructible.
这个也许是一个很简单的道理，但是今天我再次看到这个道，又明了这个道理，我感谢神。
Perhaps it's a very simple lesson, but I really thank the Lord that He lets me.
所以我以
see the reality of it.
所以我以一段经节与弟兄姊妹来相互勉励。
And I do want to share a scripture to encourage all of us.
就以弗所书第六章。
From Ephesians chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
到第十三节，到第十四节。
From verse 10 to 14.
我念给大家听啊。
I will read for you.
我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of the wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Therefore take up the full armor of God.
好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
So that you will be able to resist the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on breastplate of righteousness.
在十五节的念，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Yeah, 感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
let me first apologize to you. Please bear with me. My sharing is meager and ill-prepared.
请大家先请大家原谅我，因为我的交通可能没有很好的准备。
The Lord this morning, as He so often does, moved me to share while showering.
今天当我早晨在洗澡的时候，圣灵感动我，让我今天要交通。
Since I'm technically still a young man.
技术上来讲我还是很年轻。
I want to answer the question that adults ask all young people.
我想回答成年人往往问我们年轻人的问题。
What are you thankful for?
你在想什么?
This morning the Lord brought this verse to my mind. Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
神把这些话交给我，加拉太书六章十四节。
But may it never be that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
所以，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主基督耶稣的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
There are many other things in my life that I'm thankful for, but none have moved my life and worked in me such as the cross.
在我的生活当中有很多的事，但是没有一件事像十字架这样彻底的来改变了我的生活。
It seems to be a strange thing to be thankful for, something that has brought me so much trial and difficulty in my life.
很多的事情，我在这个在我生活当中有很多的试炼。
But also,If you pay attention to the second part of this verse,
但是如果我们注意这段经文的下半部分
this wondrous cross separates us from the world.
因为这个世界，因为这个十字架把我们从这个世界当中分别出来。
I'm pretty far from a man of the world, but still, this cross serves to keep me from any temptation, and it keeps me from falling into the daily routine of a man of this world.
虽然我不觉得我自己是一个属世的人，但是十字架还是来帮助我，不要被这个世界上的俗物所 所占据。
And beyond that, I have been able to see that the cross, all the trials and tribulations that come with it, are for my edification and are sent by God.
所以虽然通过十字架让我看到，虽然有磨难有试炼，但这次也是神所为我们所预定的。
It's kind of like in my Chinese class, I make some sentences.
就像在我的中文课里面，有时候我需要造句。
If I remember correctly, one of them is, Mama, Mama 之所以逼得你这么紧，是因为她爱你。
Just like one Chinese sentence said, your mom pushed you so hard because she loves you.
I can truly see the love of my parents, and that reflects the love of the Lord. All of the things He puts in my life are just for my benefit.
我也爱主，但是我也意识到神为我所预备的都是为着我的益处。
That's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving.
这是这一次感恩节我所想到的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
If you asked me about a year ago what I was thankful for,
如果一年前你问我我要感谢什么的话,
I would respond, I'm thankful the Lord's coming back so I can get out of here.
我会说我希望主能够回来所以我能够离开这个世界。
And I'm still very thankful for that.
今天我还是感谢。
But the Lord's refined that this year to I'm thankful that the Lord is coming back because my King is coming back.
但是今天我感谢的内容已经不一样，我感谢神要回来，因为我的王要回来。
And the Lord just brought this back to me this morning in the shower.
所以今天早晨也是在洗澡的时候，神给了我这句话。
I was in D.C., Washington, D.C. this summer.
夏季的时候我在华盛顿。
On a balcony on Pennsylvania Avenue.
在宾州大道上面的一个阳台上。
Looking out across Washington, D.C.
看着那个城市。
Behind me was a drunken party.
在我的后面是一个醉酒的宴会。
In front of me was the Egyptian obelisk known as the Washington Monument.
前面是那个埃及的那个碑，就是华盛顿纪念碑。
On my right, you have the Greek temples known as the Lincoln and the Jefferson Memorials.
右面是林肯和约弗森那个约翰逊那个纪念堂。
And on the Lincoln, in the Lincoln Memorial, you have Lincoln on the throne, and you have on the wall, government from the people, by the people, for the people.
在林肯的纪念堂里面，林肯坐在宝座上面，上面有一句话说，这个政府是源于人，为着人。
And on my left was the Capitol building and all its glory.
在我的右面是国会大厦。
Lit up as politicians tried to work on the healthcare bill.
这些政治家在要在那个医疗改革法案。
And as I stood there on that balcony, just the Spirit moved my heart just with one cry, Lord Jesus, come.
在我当我在阳台上的时候，圣灵给了我这样一句话：主耶稣要回来。
I agree with Stephen. You know, some of us we may not think that we are men of the world, but we're very much men of ourselves.
我同意Stephen的说法，我们虽然不是属世的人，但是我们其实是属于我们自己的人。
Which is the spirit of this world, that facade that the evil one hides behind.
其实这就是这个世界的灵，就是魔鬼在后面。
And yet there's another kingdom, a Zion.
但是那里有另外一个王国，有锡安。
Where Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
在那里，主耶稣是万王之王。
The citizens of which are not drunk with wine unto dissipation, but filled with the Holy Spirit.
在那里，国民不再是喝醉酒的，而是被圣灵所充满。
The government is on the shoulders of our sovereign Lord.
而我们的政府就在我们万，在我们的主耶稣的肩上。
And with this revelation, just last week, the Lord made it clear: How do we live in this reality? The kingdom has come. The King has come. How do we live in this reality?Hopefully and expectantly.
因着这个上一个星期的这个启示，主就让我看到我们应该在这个世界上怎么过生活。
And it came in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14.
以弗所书一章 24节到14节
But we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, our down payment upon our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession.
你们既听见真理的教，就是那叫你们得救的福音。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭证，直到只等到神之名被赎。
Just as if you have a down payment, you can live in a house and fully enjoy its benefits, even if you do not, fully own it.
就像你如果能够付头款，你就能住在一个房子里面，虽然你没有100%的。拥有这幢房子。
By the Holy Spirit, we have a full down payment of our inheritance in Christ.
所以因着圣灵，我们就能够能完全拥有主耶稣给我们的产业。
Our inheritance is Christ Himself, God, and our down payment is the Holy Spirit, God Himself.
我们的产业就是我们主自己，而我们的头款就是主耶稣赐给我们的圣灵。
And as Zechariah says in chapter 9, Rejoice, O daughters of Zion, shout!Our King has come once before. Our King is coming back. And we live in His kingdom today.
撒迦利亚书里面说的，西安的女儿，你应当欢呼。
I guess I will continue the trend of people who have the Lord speaking to them in the shower.
我想我会继续这样一个风气，好像主都是在人洗澡的时候对他们说话。
I was really laughing when Stephen had the same experience, and then David now has the same experience, and it's just so, I guess, so weird in a way.
我想今天早上当我听到 Stephen 和大卫都说主在洗澡的时候对他们说话的时候，我觉得有一些奇怪。
Yeah, as of last night, I had nothing, but this morning it came to me what the Lord wanted me to share.
昨天晚上我还不知道要交通什么，但今天早晨主就把话语给了我。
So every week, as it's been mentioned, you know, we gather together for the Lord's table.
每个早晨我们都来到主的饼杯的面前。
It is our Thanksgiving feast.
这是我们感恩的聚会。
You know, we thank the host for providing, everything for us, his life, his, and his bountiful provisions.
我们来到这里，感谢我们的主人为我们所预备的如此丰满的一生。
Yeah, he has given his life for us.
他把他的生命给了我们。
He has provided everything that's needed for us to enter into the full salvation.
他为我们预备了进入完美救恩所预备的所需要的一切。
And as I was thinking about this, you know, I am very satisfied with everything the Lord has given to me.
当我思想这一切的时候，我心里是何等感谢主所为我预备的一切。
And then a thought came to my mind, is the Lord satisfied?
但是突然我想到一件事，主满意吗？
Yeah, and as I was thinking about it, the more and more that I think about it, the more the Lord tells me, I want Christ to, God the Father told me, I want Christ to be centered, to be all and in all.
但是当我想越来思想这件事情的时候，我就觉得主对我说，我愿意主耶稣在你的里面作为成为你的生活的中心。
Yeah, Ephesians 1:9-10 says,
以弗所书一章九节。
Having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed Himself for the administration of the fullness of time, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heaven, and the things upon the earth.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里同归于一。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
That from eternity past, this is what He has destined for His Son.
从永久直到永久，这是他为他的儿子所预备的。
And as I was thinking more about it, I started to ask, how can we enter into this eternal purpose?
当我在思想的时候，我想到我们怎么样来进入这个永远的旨意。
You know, our salvation is not the end, but it's only the beginning of the fulfillment of the eternal purpose of God.
我们的救恩不是这一切的结束，而只是我们进入这完全救恩的一个开始。
Immediately, one word that came to my mind is obedience.
第一个在我心里面浮现的字就是顺服。
To be obedient to the measure that the Lord has shown you.
就是顺服主为你所量定的一切。
Recently, I was reading a biography on Rees Howell. I'm still going through it. Rees Howell is a brother in the late 1800s through the mid 1900s.
我在读一个十八世纪后叶到十九世纪初叶一个弟兄的传记。
Yeah, his name is Rees Howell.
Rees Howell.
Yeah, Rees Howell himself is an intercessor.
他是一代导人。
Every time I flip through the chapters, it's always started out from the small things, and the Lord just showed him from the small things how he must obey the Lord.
主在每一件小事上都让他看到他怎么样来顺服主。
The Lord told him this, and he obeyed. And he, and when the Lord told him to pray, he continuously prayed until the Lord says it's been completed, it's been fulfilled. There's victory.
他不停地祷告，直到主告诉他说这已经成就了，他才停止。
As I compare his life to my life, I have seen how far we as Christians today have fallen from this pure heart that is totally obedient to the Lord.
当我比较豪尔弟兄和我自己的生活的时候，我就看到我是何等的缺乏，特别是在完全的来顺服主，来不停的祷告这件事上。
Yesterday, a few people and I, we were reading through Ruth chapter 2.
昨天我和一些弟兄一起在读路德记第二章。
And what impressed me the most was Ruth was obedient. She only gleaned from the field of Boaz.
路德是这样的顺服，他只到波阿斯的家的地里面去捡麦子。
And then when I think about my own life, how I have not always gleaned from the fields of Christ. How I go through the road here and fro, trying to gain knowledge, trying to find satisfaction in the world, but I do not abide in the Lord, remain in the fields of Christ.
但是当我思想我自己，我其实并不把我自己局限在主耶稣给我主耶稣的田里面，而是我要到不同的田里面来想得到不同的知识等等。
Yeah, so may the Lord give us more of an obedient heart. And another thought that came to mind is to gaze on the Lord, to consider the Lord, to behold the Lord.
另外一个想法就是说让我们来定睛于神。
I'm grateful for today's table meeting, how we see that we need to enter into the holiest of holy to behold the beauty of the Lord, to see his face, to see him in his glory.
今天我真的是感谢主让我们这样有一个波饼的聚会，让我们能够来到至圣所，来与他面去对面。
Even 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit."
哥林多后书七章十三章十七节，三章十二节，我们有这样的盼望。就大胆地讲，不像摩西这样帕子蒙在脸上。
And I was also thinking about a hymn, written by Earl Hopkins.
我也想到 Earl Hopkins 写的一个诗歌。
He was also a brother that lived towards the end of the 1800s. He was one of the first ministers in the Keswick Convention.
他也是在活在十八世纪的一位弟兄，是 Keswick 那个教聚会的一位弟兄。
Conventions, conference.
一个聚会的，对。
He wrote in hymn 570, "Nothing between, Lord." And it says, "Nothing between, Lord, nothing between. Let me thy glory see. Draw my soul close to thee. Then speak in love to me. Nothing between, nothing between."
他在诗歌里面写道，没有间隔，没有间隔，让我见你容面，引我进你身旁，然后听你此言，没有间隔。
Why is it that we don't see the Lord? It's because there are so many things in between us and the Lord.
很多的时候我们没有看到主，是因为我们和主之间有间隔。
So may this be a prayer in our hearts. And finally, as it was mentioned, the return of the Lord. That should be our hope.
愿这首诗歌成为我们里面的一个祷告。当然也要祷告主的重来。
Yeah, because every time when we gather for the table meeting, it reminds us that this is the Last Supper.
当我们每一次来到饼杯的面前的时候，我们都要想到，这是也许就是最后的晚餐。
Evening is approaching, midnight is coming.
晚天就要黑，午夜就要来到。
But one day the day will dawn and we shall see him. Every time we think of the Lord's return, something just stirs in our hearts. The spirit within us cries, Oh Lord, come.
所以我们每一次当我们想到主的重回，我们心里面就会被圣灵所充满，让我们一起来说主愿你重来。
And when he returns, that is the fulfillment of his eternal purpose.
当他回来那一天，就是他永远旨意得到实现的那一天。
感谢主。我觉得时常觉得在主面前有很多的亏欠。
Very often I feel like I've fallen short before the Lord.
正像这个前面几位姊妹他们分享的一样，慢慢的习惯坐到这里听我们弟兄姊妹的分享，而自己的话没有主动的去分享。
Just like our sister shared, I felt that so often I formed the habit to just sit here and listen, and I offered nothing and shared nothing.
上个周五和过去这个周六，我们和弟兄姊妹在一起有圣经的学习和晨更的这样的一个机会。
This past Friday and Saturday, we had Bible study and morning devotion.
那我也联想到最近工作上发生的一些事。
And that also caused me to think of the things that happened at work recently.
更重要的是我们有一个我们当中的一个亲爱的弟兄他在鼓励我，他说这是一个很好的机会，你应该出来分享。
And especially a dear brother encouraged me that this is a good opportunity for you to share.
所以我想的话，今天早上主给我的感动是圣经的学习和在基督里的生活。
So I thought the burden the Lord gave me this morning is about studying the Bible and living in the body of Christ.
所以我想就是在我们这两次的学习几节圣经，我想先跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
So I thought I will share with you first the few scriptures that we read.
首先是在启示录的十二章第十一节。
In Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
这十一节我们念前面部分，我给弟兄姊妹念。
We'll read the first portion of verse 11.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
那第二处是在马太福音的二十七章。
The second portion is in Matthew chapter 27.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
这一节的话我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
And we all know this verse very well.
我是同样念这一节。忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split.
那还有一处，第三处，最后也是最后处，我想跟大家分享的一处圣经是在也在马太福音第八章。
And the last scripture is found in Matthew chapter 8.
是二十三节。
Verse 23.
那我就挑两节念一下。我们应该是读二十四节。海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。
And we'll read verse 24. And behold, there rose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves, but Jesus himself was asleep.
门徒来叫醒他，叫醒了他说：“主啊。”救我们，我们丧命了。
And they came to him and woke him, saying, Save us, Lord, we're perishing.
那我就想到这个我们这里讲到的，首先我们读到的是一个关于宝血这样的一个故事。
And first, I was thinking what we just read is about his blood.
那他的宝血是怎么样的一个功效呢？
That the function of his blood.
那希伯来书清楚地告诉我们，
And Hebrews told us
他是给我们开了一条又新又活的路
that by his blood he has given us a new and living way
他也能够使我们啊，只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
that boldly we can come before the throne of grace
我要得怜悯蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
to receive mercy, grace and help in time of need
我就联想到最近因为工作上的一些事情
and I thought of a few things that happened at work
自己也以为一直在神面前有忠心
and I always thought I had been faithful before the Lord
那么在工作上的话这些事情上自己也觉得比较忠心
and I thought I've been faithful at work
但是这个最近的话我在这个月的月初收到公司的一个 notice
and in the beginning of the month I received a notice from the company
因为大家都知道由于这个金融风暴的影响
because of the recession
这个每个公司的话他们都在裁员
many companies are cutting are laying off
那这个老板告诉我的是说因为没有事情做你的最后在公司最后一天可能是这个月底的这个月的最后一天
Then my boss told me because there's nothing to do at work then your last day will be the end of the month
所以就当时听到这个就猛然觉得很闷了
When I first heard it I was shocked
但是非常感谢主
But I really thank the Lord
我们在我们陈根我们在主面前都有很好的在那个祷告的机会
that during every morning devotion we have a lot of opportunities to pray before the Lord
那么很奇怪就在上个星期二老板又重新告诉我一个事情
and very strangely last Tuesday my boss told me another thing
说我们有机会让你能留下来
he's saying there is an opportunity that you can stay
所以我就觉得这个都是主的恩典
And I really thought this is all because of God's grace.
我们时常是在想啊。
And we often think.
这个世界好像啊，随时都有那个暴风。
That this world, there are storms anytime that will happen in this world.
我们这个船似乎要被这个波浪来掩盖了。
The waves will cover our boat.
但是我们感谢主。在这个船上有我们的救主耶稣
But we thank the Lord that our Lord Jesus, our Savior, is in this boat.
他跟我们在一起
And he is here with us.
他有这个权柄
And he has the authority.
他有这个权柄来路测这个风浪
And he has the authority to calm all the storms.
这个风浪就能够止息
And that he will rebuke the storm and the storm will be calmed.
所以我在因为这个时间的关系所以我就一个 summarize 就是三点
And because of time I'll just summarize it in these three points
我们在主耶稣里到底有怎么样的一个把握呢
What kind of assurance do we have in Christ
我们前面读到了关于这个宝血
Earlier we read about his precious blood
我们理应该在主耶稣的宝血它这个功效上有很大的一个把握
that we should have the assurance in his precious blood
他就是我们得救的一个凭据
and that's our confidence of our salvation
那第二个把握是什么我们前面也提到了是主他的国度和他的权柄这个上面也应该有把握
the second assurance we have is on his kingdom and on his authority
那靠着这个我们就能够得胜
and by his authority we can overcome
那我们作为一个基督徒我们还应该要持守主的见证在这上面必须要有把握
And also as a Christian we need to hold fast unto his testimony
这样的话我们就能够在主面前得赏赐
So that we can receive his reward
所以我们一方面有得救有得胜应该也有也你应该得到主的赏赐
That we not only will receive salvation And will not only receive victory, we will also receive his reward.
所以我个人的感受，我们要在主里要有一个持守的心，坚持 在那个圣经的学习，要不住的祷告，凡事感恩，把荣耀归给主。
I feel as Christians we need to be steadfast in the Lord in studying of the Bible and in giving thanks and giving praises to Him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹平安。
And peace, brothers and sisters.
那我今天想要跟大家交通就是我在这一年多以来的学习。
I want to share what I've been learning this, during this past year.
最近特别抓住我的一句经文是在诗篇第八篇。
One scripture that really, captured my heart was in Psalm chapter 8.
这里说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
It says, what is man that you, what is man that you take thought of him, the son of man that you care for him?
我是在去年复活节的时候受洗的，归入主。
I was baptized during Easter last year.
在这将近一年半的时间呢，我就在在这个主的肢体里面也在不断的学习。
That in this year and a half, I've been learning.In the member of his body.
我相信每一个人的得救都是主的恩典。
And I do believe every salvation is because of his grace.
那我想我永远也忘不了在一年半以前主是如何用他大能的膀臂然后能够让我认识他。
We will never forget how the Lord caused me to know him by his mighty arms.
那在这一年半中间呢就是生命的改变是这样的真实。
And during this year and a half, the change in my life is so real.
我想真的就像保罗在罗马书上说的，他说神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Just like Paul said in Romans that the since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature had been clearly seen, that no one can, that everyone will be without excuse.
我不知道为什么主要这么要对我们这么的好。
I don't know why the Lord is so good to us.
他愿意让他的爱子到地上为我们死。
That he even sent his beloved son on earth to die for us.
让基督的生命能够在我们的中间慢慢的成长。
That the life of Christ might grow in us.
到一个程度，我觉得，在我接受主以后，我是这样厌恶我们自己的那个旧的生命。
That after I came to the Lord, I became very, I detest my old life.
我们喜欢基督的生命在我们里面。
That we desire for God's life in us.
虽然我们也软弱。
Even though we're still weak.
但是就在这短短的一年半中间，我觉得主就像是一位好父亲一样。
But in this short year and a half, I felt the Lord is truly like a good father.
主就一步一步的带领我。
Step by step that he lead us.
就像经上说，叫我们在各样的悟性上面渐渐的多知道神。
That we can know God in all understandings.
那不管我觉得在家庭上，在个人的生命中间，在工作上，主在在时间到的时候，一步一步的让我学习不同的事情。
That either at home or in my own personal life or at work, he taught me many different things in his own time.
那最近在工作上面呢也是有一点学习想跟大家分享。
And also I have some learning at work, so I want to share with you.
因为我的工作比较特殊，我去年刚毕业。
I just graduated last year and my work, it's kind of different.
那我们是做我们在工程顾问公司，我在工程顾问公司上班。
I'm in the engineering consultant firm.
我们这个工作有一个很重要的，就是你必须要能够到外面去 接计划进来。
And one important aspect of my work is that I need to go out and find jobs.
当我这个接受这个 job offer 的时候，我并不知道这个工作需要做这样的事情。
When I accepted the offer, I did not know this is part of my job requirement.
那出去要跟顾客谈生意呢，对我来说是从来没有的经验。
I've never had experience of talking and consulting with clients.
我也不知道怎么样啊，跟顾客有所谓的 sweet talk。
And I didn't know how to do sweet talks with our clients.
经过了那这个工作都是这样，在一年年初的时候，公司就会帮你设定一个目标。
And in the beginning of the year, the company will give you a goal.
就是这一年你要达成某一些的公司帮你定的一个计划跟一个目标。
That during the year you need to fulfill the goals and the plans that the company has given you.
中间有一项最困难的呢，就是公司叫我今年至少要能够接近一个计划。
The most difficult part is that the company wants me to take in at least one job, one project.
不管计划是大是小，只要有一个就可以了。
Either it's a big project or small project, it doesn't matter. At least I need to start one project.
那在年初的时候我就为了这个事情一直很烦心。
So I've been very worried because of this.
因为我已经看到，我知道在这一年当中，我绝对接不进来任何一个计划。
Because I already saw at the beginning of the year that there's no way I can, go on find any job because I didn't have any personal people skill and I didn't know anything about the society.
但是感谢主，在今年已经快要结束的时候
，But we thank the Lord as this year is about to end.
我这个费率很比较便宜。
It's because I just graduated and I'm still cheap.
但是在这件事情上就让我看到了我真的是我只能把感谢归给主，因为我看到经上说的不在乎定义的也不在乎奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
And I truly see that there's nothing else to boast, but it's not up to those who wills, not up to those who runs, but up to the mercy of the Lord.
因为这件事情绝对不是我能做到，其实我在年初已经尝试了好几次，我也提了很多的计划，但是都被 turned down.
Because it's nothing that I could do. I've tried many different methods. I have even proposed many projects, but they were all turned down.
所以神是一个好父亲，他让我们一步一步的认识他。
But our God is a good father, and he leads us so that we know him every step.
昨天晚上跟我姐妹在交通的时候，我们交通到一件事情。
And I was sharing with my wife last night.
在什么时候我们觉得跟主最亲近呢？
When is the time that we feel most closest to the Lord?
我们两个都有同样的一个感觉。
We all have the same feeling.
就是在当我们最绝望的时候，当我们无路可走的时候，是我们跟主最亲近的时候。
In our despair, when we feel that there's no way around, no way out, that's when we feel the most intimate to the Lord.
当主带我们出死入生的时候，是我们更认识主的时候。
When he leads us out of death into life, that's when we know him.
我回顾我这一年半以来，主是怎么样的救我？我发现每一次我能够多认识主一点点，都是因着。
Year and a half, every time I come to know the Lord a little more, it's because I came to an end in myself.
所以对我来说，新的一年，我要学习这件事情。
So in this new year, I want to learn this even more.
就是。每当我们遇到这样的磨难，或者是我们看到我们不行的时候，我们碰到这样的苦难的时候
，That every time in tribulation, in difficulties, when we see that there is no way out,
我们要感谢赞美神。
We need to give thanks and praise to the Lord.
因为当神带我们出去的时候
，When the Lord leads us out,
就是我们能够进一步认识他的时候。
That's when we can know him more.
把荣耀都归给神。
I give him all the glory.
弟兄姐妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, greetings.
我今天想要不要分享。
I've been thinking if I should share or not.
我想如果不分享的话好像不太过得去。
And I thought if I don't share, then I cannot, I don't know how to stand before the Lord.
今天早晨我们唱了一首诗歌687首。
This morning we sang a hymn 687.
我不知道大家想过这里面歌词到底怎么样写法。
I don't know how you have thought about the lyrics.
那对我来说，这是一个很实际的一个诗歌。
To me, it's a very real hymn.
那我唱第一节跟第六节。
那 I will mention stanza 1 and 6。
我们照你恩惠话语。哎，对不起，我唱不下去。
According to thy gracious words.
这个诗歌里面讲，我们来纪念主。
And here it tells us to remember the Lord.
那我们是怎么样的纪念法？
And how do we
的纪念？
It's not by any formality that we remember him.
我们来纪念主，因为我们要听从他的话。
It's because we need to listen to his words.
听从他的命令。
To listen and obey his commands.
今年对我来说，很长一段时间，不光是今年，四年了。
And it's not only this year, but for a long time, over 4 years.
我自己一直对神不满。
And I have been contempt before God.
但今年到一个地步，就是说，我看见说神啊，如果是这样的话，我放下我自己，我愿意服从。
But to a point this year, I told the Lord, if it's continued like this, then I should put down myself and follow you and obey you.
我想这是我们应该来时时来这样服从的一个生活。
I realize this is a life that we should constantly have.
那这样第六节就会讲到说，当你在你国度降临的时候，主就会纪念我们。
So in stanza 6 says, when thou shalt in thy kingdom come, Jesus remember me.
我想神也一直在提醒我，现在四年以来都是说要跟从神的话语。
That for 4 years, God reminds me that I need to follow his words.
要跟从他的话去做，不光是在那说。
To heed his commands, not only to speak about it, but also to actually obey it.
那今年这个夏令会最后唱那首诗歌131首。
The last hymn that we sang during summer conference this year, 131.
那神让我对这首诗歌特别的深刻。
That I had that especially touched my heart.
那我想我们弟兄姐妹一起来唱这一首诗歌。
And I think we can sing the hymn together.
我们一同来听从神的命令，一同走这个天路。
That we can heed his commands together to walk on this heavenly path.
如果你愿意的话，你可以站起来唱。
If you are willing, you can stand up and sing.
因为这首诗歌讲到那个英文里面说是crying.
And because here they says cry out, the voice is crying.
我们中文里面就是有一个词叫什么嚎啕大哭，对吧？
In Chinese there is a phrase saying, crying your head out.
我想我们可以嚎啕大唱，就是。
I think we can sing our voices out.
好，如果你愿意的话，我们一起来站起来唱。
If you're willing, we can stand together and sing.
那我们现在借着这个诗歌，如果您有感动的话，我们把感情来归给神。
Through the moving of this song, if you are touched by the Spirit, give thanks and praises to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you. In all these lives, in all different lives, we want to sing of your salvation. Here on earth, our each daily life is made to praise you, is made to thank you. Lord, we're willing to, through our weak little voice and our own little life, to walk with you. Lord, we thank you that you have given us Noah and Enoch. You have placed them in the Bible. Lord, how we desire to learn to walk with you, to live before you. As we gather together to worship you, as if when we're sitting here, but our heart is as if there's sitting before the heavenly throne. Now just here, we want to bow prostrate before you. But also in every moment of our life, we desire to bow prostrate before your presence. No matter where we are, no matter what condition we're in, you are the most precious companion, and you are the dearest to us. You are our head, and you are the strength in our heart. And you are the words in our ears. And you are the one that went through the mountains and you came to us. And we thank you. And you are such a wonderful Savior. And before your presence, all of us together, in one accord, we can worship you. With our life, we can follow you. May you continue to accept many sharings and testimonies that was not vocalized. And may your words remain with us. That your glory, that all the words that will fill us to give you praise, to give you glory, may you accept it with pleasure. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们感谢。